Thank you for listening to Mimosas in the Morning.
Good morning and welcome to Mimosas in the Morning. I'm Leslie.
And I'm Holly.
And we are back this week after Holly's fun-filled week in D.C.
I missed y'all. I missed everyone.
And just want to say, for those of you who don't know, which I can't imagine at this point who doesn't know out of this community who watches this, but Holly was named the AFI Military Spouse of the Year, so I'm very proud of her. Planning on writing her coattails as much as I can.
No, so. There's no coattails. We're all together. Like Maria says, we're in this together, right?
Of course. Yes, but I'm very proud of her. All of us at military home base, all of her friends, we're all very proud. So I wanted to throw that out first before we get started this morning.
And this week, we're kicking off with, I'm so excited. Thank you again for Blue Star Families for reaching out like 2 weeks ago. Or was it? Oh, I think it was 3 weeks ago. Oh. It's been a while, and we've been working on... because they knew I was leaving and then coming back, and we thought, well, maybe we could do it in D.C., but how will we all coordinate this to make it happen, you know, in different places? But thank you for Jess Strong, who is our little speaker today, and she's going to talk about one of organizations that we truly believe in. We even wore a lot of red for it today. Look at that.
It's Blue Star, and you got red, white, and blue, so we kind of, good.
We're getting all the colors in because we love this organization very much and believe in it.
Absolutely. We've both been members for a long time, taking advantage of your program.
We even applied for jobs. That's how much we love Blue Star. But they have some great, great workers, and we understand why they were chosen because many of them are our friends. So
Jess, we'll turn it over to you and let you tell us a little bit about what you all have going on right now and just sharing with our viewers.
Yeah. Thanks for the intro, guys. Congratulations, Holly, on Military Spouse of the Year. That's really exciting and a wonderful recognition of all of the work that you guys have been doing. So appreciate that. So Blue Star Families right now has opened the annual Military Family Lifestyle Survey, which is something that we do once a year for the past 10 years to capture the voices of military families so that we can take them and share them with policymakers, with philanthropic organizations, with community partners, so we can understand what military life is like and make changes that we want to make.
So, I love it.
And how many years have you all been doing the survey?
This is our 10th year. We're actually, tonight is our celebration of 10 years, and they're having a big party over in D.C. So they're going to have a lot of celebrities there, a lot of legislators there, a lot of people who can, a lot of getting people in the room who can make some changes and have a lot of fun. So we've been doing this.
I know. I miss the fun. Well, Jess is not, you're not there either. So you're missing it.
Somebody's got to hold down the fort, right?
Other people have to do other work behind to help, right?
So Jess, what have you found from the survey? I guess, especially lately, what are you thinking are some of the big issues that are facing military families these days?
Right. So this year we're focusing more on, well, we always capture military family stability and financial readiness, right? So that's something that we sort of measure year to year to see what it's like, because we know that especially active duty military families, they're pretty mobile and they relocate a lot. And we want to get a bead on how that affects military family life, right? So we're looking at that. Last year, we looked a little bit at connectedness, how military families were connected to the military and to their civilian communities. So this year, we're going to take it a little bit further and look at how belonging. And I know that those two things seem pretty similar, but I don't know if you guys have read any Brené Brown. Are you familiar with Brené Brown and her belongingness work?
I'm familiar. I haven't really done any reading on it, but yes, I am familiar with it.
But I'm going to be now that you brought it up.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now, so you don't even have to read. You can, watch. So, right. But she focuses a lot on belonging and how connectedness is having those individual connections with people. Like, I know somebody. I know I have friends there, but belonging is that feeling that you actually belong and you matter and you have a voice and it makes a difference that you're there. So we're looking a little bit at that, and we're also looking at communities and how communities, what is the community's capacity to support military families? And so we're looking at active duty families and veterans and reserve and National Guard, sort of like the whole gamut of military connected people. I know a lot of places focus on just veterans or focus on just active duty, but we want to look at everybody. So that's one of the things that makes our survey a little different.
In our National Guard community, they're amazing. And I think that sometimes they're not as much looked at. So really embrace that community because they have a voice. They have a mighty voice. And, right. and they have a lot of things that we don't have to deal with because they're not always considered to be activated at that time or dealing with the different things that they had to deal with. They don't get the resources that we get. And I did not realize that until this weekend, especially with our National Guard. I'm right. like, you know, so that's a really good push that survey out. Definitely.
Yeah.
They have some things that where we can really impact and help them.
Yeah. And
talking about the belonging thing that, you know, mm-hmm. I was thinking about, I was here, was it a year or 2 years before you got here?
Two years.
So we were connecting and she's like emailing me all the time. So what about this? What about this? And I think that's a big thing. It's so good about our community that we have each other to do that with. And I think though where it's lacking is if you don't have somebody like that. So I think you making the survey and making that part of it, that's a big deal.
Yeah. And numbers speak. You know, we can talk all day long and that's great. And I think that our military spouse community especially has this great, powerful voice. But numbers make things happen. It is so crucial for you to do those surveys so that people like Blue Star Families can take the numbers, back our voice, and say, we're just not talking about, hey, that military spouses, I read an article this morning. And in that article, it was talking about how military spouses generally make only like $20,000 a year. That's a shame. That's a shame.
That number may have come from our survey because we ask that every year. We ask about how much you're making and spouse unemployment is one of the things, unemployment and underemployment is one of the things that we've really been focusing on. And we've actually been able to see a difference made. We see there's executive orders on spouse employment. There's new movements to get licensure reciprocity from state to state. So these numbers are making a difference, like you said.
And I think underemployment's probably been one of our biggest issues. I mean, you can go somewhere and get a job, but the career, that is a totally different thing.
Well, remember, companies out there, we're not a liability, we're an asset. And we could be such a benefit to all of you because we work hard, you know?
And that's why I love that we have a voice like Blue Star Families who is going out to our legislators, our communities at large, our leadership in the military.
Yep.
Uh-oh, I think we just...
Did we lose?
We lost her. Let's see if we can reconnect.
Reconnect them. Oh. I think maybe...
How we do with live, you all? You just never know.
You just never know. Let's see if it comes back in. And connect. Oh.
We're going to try one more time.
Yep. See?
There we go.
There we go. Woo! It's live. It happens.
Us as we roll with it, we adapt.
Exactly, right? Do you see that business? We knit phases. We just said it's going to happen.
Now, we'll say this would have happened when we started this in September. We would have panicked. We would have panicked. We would have totally panicked.
Yeah, we know now it's just a thing. We just got to keep going.
So tell me about some other programs, because I know a lot of the programs, but our viewers don't. And we even talked about this briefly yesterday. I have a spouse. She's not a junior spouse either. And her husband is deployed right now. And I was telling her about how Blue Star Families have reached out to us. And we were so excited that you want to be on our little baby blog that does get a lot of views. And she was like, what is Blue Star Families? I'm like, really? You don't know? And so I was like, let me Google and show you. This is Blue Star. This is their website. These are their links. So tell us and tell our viewers that might not know exactly what Blue Star, other than the survey, because we know that that's really crucial right now. But there's so many more things that Blue Star Families give to our community.
Yeah. So first of all, I have to say that I was in the same boat a couple of years ago. I'd been a military spouse for over a decade, and we moved to a new community, and I had some more time because, again, spouse unemployment. We moved to a new place. I was unemployed, so I was looking around for places to volunteer or give back, and I saw this Blue Star Families. I'm like, what is this? So, and that got me started with this. I can't believe I'd been a spouse for a decade without knowing about it. So Blue Star Family started in 2009 by a Marine Corps spouse. Are you guys
both? We're both Marine Corps spouses.
We're both Marine Corps.
Right. I'm an Army spouse.
No, so. I have to say that I'm a spouse for everyone. He's a Marine Corps spouse.
But you're still a Marine Corps spouse.
Still a Marine Corps spouse.
So it started by a group of military spouses to sort of provide that connection and give back and make military life easier for families and easier for spouses. So we do a bunch of different things, and I'm going to feel bad if I forget any of the things. But I know we have got a careers program where we have a spouse force, which is sort of like a database of military spouses and all of our skills and all of our profiles, where we can connect employers with spouses who are looking for work. So that's one of them. We have community programs. We just opened up, just started 10 chapter locations. So we have 10 locations. That's brand new.
The new locations, because that's important. I know that there's actually, I think when you're talking about belonging, that's a key. It's having a face to someone I'm actually talking to.
And physically
connecting.
Those are, like, we have connected communities there. And so we have chapter directors at each of those locations who go out and do events and meet up with military spouses from the community. We do all kinds of volunteer places. We have Kids to Parks over the summer, Blue Star Parks, Blue Star Museums, which is launching on Saturday, on Armed Forces Day. So, and that those are programs where we can provide entrance to national parks, entrance to museums, to give military families something to do, on the PCS trip that they're taking over the course of the summer, or, you know, keep them out and active and engaged in the community. The idea is to connect military families with the communities in which they live so that they can build those connectedness and sense of belonging.
Well, you know, I took advantage of the museum program many years ago, really. Yeah. I was visiting my mom, who lives in Virginia and very close to the Tennessee border. And there's a really cool new museum that they were doing, this whole prehistoric thing. My kids were into it. And I looked, I was like, wow, it's a Blue Star Partner. So I was able to go there, and it was great. And I've used it since then. And I think that's a fantastic program. It really opens up the community, whether it's one you live in, one you're visiting, like you said. I think it's a great opportunity to get out.
And I think it matters to our military families, especially when you have more than one child and you're trying to figure out on a budget, what can I still do in my community? Keep my children involved, keep them active. Mm-hmm. You know, our special needs children, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And Blue Star, you have those programs that allow for those families to find out that, you know what, they're not excluded. They're always included in everything. And I want to hug y'all. I'll hug you and say thank you for that, because that's not everywhere. You know, you look up stuff and you don't have that information, and you provide that information and give that support to all of us.
It's a great resource.
It really is.
So. I agree. So if you want more of those resources, know what it is that you need. So we go back to, we need you to respond to the survey. It's open until June 14th.
And if you see that they don't have something, let them know.
That's exactly what it means,
unless you tell someone.
Mm-hmm. And we can definitely put the link to the survey on our website. So hopefully get some more additional respondents for you guys. And I know that we'll be doing it. Her's active duty. Me as a veteran spouse now. Mm-hmm.
And our Tampa community here will go on all the pages out this way. So please share that. If you're a spouse, take it from this page, share. Sharing is caring, as my daughter says, right?
and get your service member or your veteran to do it too. Your voice is one thing, but you want to hear their perspective as well.
So. And you also do families, right? It's not just, so if my mom,
parents,
you know, children, that's my dad watches this, so do the survey.
Hi, Dad.
Yeah, do the survey for us.
For sure.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you want to give? Any information? Let's throw it out there at the end.
I wanted to say I appreciate you guys for bringing us on the show and telling everybody about this survey and helping us get the word out so we can make some positive changes for people. We've noticed some differences. Like I said, the spouse employment has changed a little bit. We've seen some movement in childcare, and that has been made possible by spouses and families sharing their input. And I appreciate you amplifying our request to make those changes.
Well, we're honored.
Absolutely. We're honored. And this, you know, that's why we're here. We're here to help
anybody
and build the community.
Yeah. Connect. As you say, we want to all belong together. Mm-hmm. Jess, you're my friend forever now. You know that, because we had a long conversation yesterday. So, and we're friends forever. And remember that military home base brings you home
one base at a time. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
Bye. And I love being back here with y'all.